Hi, my name is Jim Wilhelm, and this is my testimony. It was the summer of 1991, and I had been trying to sell a home for 2 years, so one summer morning I decided to go to the home and spend a few hours cleaning it up. I noticed a large wasp nest in the ceiling of our utility room in the garage. I closed myself into the room and proceeded to spray the wasp nest with wasp spray I had purchased. I felt the wasp spray coming down over my arms and face, but I decided to just finish spraying until the can was empty. I then left the room and wiped my hands and face on some rags in the garage. I had packed myself a lunch earlier in the day, but with no water available, I was unable to wash my hands prior to eating because the water had been turned off at the house. I remember how bitter that sandwich tasted because of my dirty hands. After eating lunch, I spent a few more hours cleaning up the house. I then returned home, washed up, and called it a day. During the evening hours, I began to run a fever and felt generally sick all over. I assumed it was the flu coming on, so I decided to take a shower and go to bed early. Sometime during the night, I woke up feeling very sick. My body was trembling all over. I tried to move and get out of bed, but then realized I could barely move. It felt like I was partially paralyzed. I recall screaming for help, but my voice was so weak that no one could hear me. I recall rolling off the bed, but when I hit the floor, I didn't know where I was in the room or where the door was. I couldn't even open my eyes to look around. I recall screaming for help for what seemed like an eternity. I felt helpless. Eventually, somehow, I managed to crawl to a wall and felt what I had remembered to be a dresser and mirror, which I knew was near the door. Somehow, I pulled myself up far enough to pull the mirror off the dresser as it came crashing down on top of me. The light then came on as my wife came running in. I asked her to call 911. Then, the next thing I remembered was the experience of feeling completely weightless as I was being drawn into a beautiful and loving bright light. The further along I went, I began to realize there was another person or image in front of me. I find it difficult to explain the joy I felt. It's just too amazing for words. As I was traveling through the light, I was laying flat on my back and could see the faint outline of this image, which appeared to be very softly speaking to me. I could not understand any of the words, but somehow I was profoundly comforted by him. My trip through this light seemed to be very short, and then suddenly I found myself lying in the tallest bright green grass I have ever seen. As I looked around, I noticed that all the colors were absolutely pure and very bright. I was laying down as I noticed the blades of grass were at least 4 foot high and about 6 inches wide. I recall standing up and pushing the blades of grass to the side, revealing a river right in front of me, running from my right to my left. And I was amazed that I could see right to the bottom of this beautiful river. The river was very deep. I was amazed at how clearly I could see the shiny bright stones at the river's bottom. They looked like clear, shiny jewels. Never had I ever felt this happy. And the music, it was everywhere. It sounded so beautiful, it defies description. I just knew this was heaven. Everything we see on earth is dull in comparison to the colors that are in heaven. The music is so beautiful in heaven, and I know we are not capable of even coming close to making music on earth that compares. The music in heaven is too beautiful to describe with words. I felt so happy in heaven, even better than when I would feel the touch of the Holy Spirit here on earth. My spirit was completely filled up with joy, love, and peace, which was indeed the Holy Spirit filling me up with ultimate purity. It was in heaven when I learned this deeper meaning of God's beauty and love. Throughout my entire heaven experience, I continually had the distinct feeling that someone was close by as I experienced this intense feeling of love. Looking to my right, where the river came from, there was a beautiful stone-built wall that was about 1/2 mile high. It was about 200 yards away from where I was standing by the river. Beautiful music appeared to be coming from behind the wall. It reminds me of how it sounds directly outside Yankee Stadium during a sold-out baseball game. Only behind a heavenly wall, there were people talking and also people singing. And the sound of people speaking and singing in heaven is much more pure than anything here on earth. The colors everywhere were so extremely magnificent, I cannot stress that enough. And beyond any description one could ever believe. I approached a wall, but could not see inside of it. It sounded like thousands, maybe even millions of people were within those walls, so I knew I was not alone. Then came the return trip through that same bright light. I did not want to return to Earth and kept asking that God please not send me back. I don't recall receiving an audible answer, but I felt assured from the love and the peace and happiness around me that this was just a trial for me and that God was not finished with me yet. The next thing I remember is waking up in an ambulance with a nurse yelling to someone, "Step on it! He is not going to make it." I then woke up on an aircraft and later learned they had airlifted me to Good Samaritan Hospital in Phoenix, Arizona. The whole time, I continued to feel that heavenly feeling, a feeling of absolute love. I recall the nurses on the plane taking my vitals and one nurse telling the other that I would never make it. They had thought that I was unconscious, but I did hear many of their conversations. I could not respond to them and tell them just how wonderful I felt. One of my daughters, who is a nurse and was on the night shift at the hospital, told me later that she had been outside the hospital waiting for me and watched them bring me in from the aircraft. She never did recognize me until she was told who I was. You see, my head had swollen up so badly as a result of the poison from that wasp spray that I couldn't be recognized. The next few days, I began to gradually improve. I was told that I never stopped smiling during my stay in that hospital. I just felt so wonderful from my experience and just knew I had been in heaven. Praise the Lord and thank you, Jesus. That feeling of joy, love, and peace that defies my own understanding would not leave me, and I was so grateful for that. A week or so later, they flew me back home on one of those same little airplanes, and I just knew I was not the same person. I felt so clean and pure and happy and had the ability to love like never before. As time went on during that summer, I tried to tell everyone about my experience, but each time I attempted to share heaven with others, I became so frustrated because I would just sit and weep with joy. I found there was just no way I could describe my experience. I simply could not put it into words. A few years ago, I was invited by my pastor to speak at a men's breakfast. I was very hesitant to do so, as I still, after approximately 17 years, could not do the Lord justice by describing what heaven was really like. Somehow, and with the help of God, I got through that morning, but did not feel I had completed my mission. Some weeks later, my pastor spoke one Sunday morning about Don Piper's book entitled 90 Minutes in Heaven. That immediately aroused my interest. Shortly thereafter, the pastor mentioned my name during a memorial service. A young lady contacted me after the service and requested that I tell her about my experience in heaven. I just stared at her and I froze, and immediately realized I could not answer her as there was just no way I could describe it in heavenly terms. Frustration again. Only this time I was determined to think clearer, and I prayed to God to please give me the words so that I could minister to others. When I read the first few chapters of Don Piper's book, I just wept with joy. I knew that God had answered my prayer. Our experiences were very closely related, and the best part was when Don described his own personal frustration by waiting many years before he was able to describe and talk about his experience in heaven. The only differences I noticed was that Don reunited with his deceased family and friends and actually saw people and talked to them. I did not. But yes, he also does talk about the beautiful colors he would not have believed existed, just as I had earlier described. Reading Don's book completely reinforced my own experience in heaven, and although I still find it difficult to talk about it, I feel that God is moving me along in his direction now. Yes, there really is a heaven, I know, and I would encourage everyone to prepare for it. It is really authentic and real, just as our Holy Bible describes it. I have some good news for you. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but will have everlasting life. What that simply means is this: God loved you enough that he made a way for your sins to be forgiven, washed away. So at that moment, you take your last breath, and you are standing before God, your Creator. It's not God casting you away for all eternity into a place called hell, but it's God ushering you into his holy presence for all of eternity in a place called heaven. Do not delay in making your decision for the Lord. Look, God knows your heart and is not as concerned with your words as he is with the attitude of your heart. I know that God sent me back here to earth for a purpose, and I believe that it is to share my story with you. I pray that you will learn to believe in a God who sent his only Son to die for you on a cross because he loves you. I pray you will anticipate heaven in a way that reveals profound truth in your life as you move forward with a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I would like to give you an opportunity to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So right now, please bow your head and pray after me. Lord Jesus, I want to know you personally. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I now will open the door of my life and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for forgiving my sins and giving me eternal life. Take control of my life and make me the kind of person you want me to be. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. If you have prayed this prayer with me, congratulations! You can now look forward to an eternity spent in heaven. This is an exciting day for you. If you would like to contact me, my name is Jim Wilhelm. My email address is delljim@gmail.com. That's spelled delljim@gmail.com. My mailing address is 17200 West Bell Road, Lot 2185, Surprise, Arizona, 85374. And my phone number is 623-229-7642. That is 623-229-7642. I would love to hear from you and personally pray with you today. If you have had a similar experience as mine, or would like to ask any questions or just talk, I would also love to hear from you. I pray that God blesses you. Anticipate the day when you can someday walk through the gates of heaven. It is certainly something to look forward to. God bless you.